Time for more Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show, and thanks so much for staying with us. Today I'm talking about how to get started beautifully in pageantry, and my next guest did exactly that. In October of 2008, she decided to enter her very first pageant ever, and in March of 2009, just 6 months later, she was crowned Mrs. Texas International at the beautiful Scottish Rite Auditorium in San Antonio, Texas. She went on to advocate on behalf of CASA, Court-Appointed Special Advocates, and 4 months later, in July of 2009, she made the top five in her first international pageant ever. Please welcome the always amazing and ever impressive Bonnie Hubert. Welcome, Bonnie.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be with you today.
So you decided to enter a pageant for your first time as a Mrs., but you didn't want it to really impact the family budget, right?
Exactly. I have three children, 10 and under, and a busy life, and just didn't want to take anything from them that would, you know, be from our normal budget, skip out on a family trip or something like that. So I had a goal to gain some sponsorship so that I wouldn't have to deal with any of that.
So tell me, why did you decide to compete in a pageant since you had never competed before and this was really your first experience?
Well, I think it had to do with something about Hurricane Ike. I can boil it down to that. We had some severe damage from that hurricane, and I was just kind of in this funk in life. I was feeling bad. We had to move out of our house, and lots of things were going on. And when I found out that there was a pageant, it perked my interest. I thought, here's something new and different, something that will take my mind off of whatever is going on in my life. And some friends challenged me to give it a try, and I did.
Okay, so you decided this would be a great way to motivate yourself and get yourself back into doing something new and interesting. Just like most married women who compete, they're lifelong learners and they're always challenging themselves to do something new. You also made a commitment to yourself that you didn't really want to impact the family budget. And you raised 100% of the costs for both your state and international competition. Isn't that right?
I sure did.
So there you are, your first time contestant. You have no idea what to do. You've never done this before. You don't have family who've done this before. What was the very first thing you did, Bonnie?
When I got all my information from the Texas International Pageant, inside of it was information about, what we would need to do to prepare. There was information about interview coaching by Valerie Hayes. And
yeah, what a small surprise.
Like that. And, I thought, okay, I don't know anything about this, so I need to set myself up with resources that are going to be able to tell me what I need to know and to guide me through the process of preparing for the pageant.
So the key was that you really read your whole contestant packet and picked out the things that you knew you absolutely had to have. You picked out the items in the wardrobe that it said you had to have. You picked out the resources that you knew you wanted. Like, I know that you had professional hair and makeup at the pageant, and you picked out those resources that you knew you were going to need. And then did you do a cost estimate, or what did you do next, Bonnie?
That's exactly what I did. I did a cost estimate.
So you contacted them and asked them the cost for their services.
Exactly. I called and said, how much do you charge? How many sessions do you think that I will need? I said, what do you think are the timelines I need?
Right. So you were getting that right up front. You didn't just jump right in first. You really got a good game plan.
I sure did. And then I added it all up. And I said, okay, this is my goal for the amount that I needed.
And now, one of the things I noticed that you did, Bonnie, is for both the state and the international competition, is that you invested heavily in coaching and you really budget shopped on your wardrobe, which was fabulous. Your wardrobe obviously was fabulous. But you really were careful and very strategic on your wardrobe and heavily invested in coaching. Why did you make that decision?
Well, if you look at most pageant systems, the most the highest percentage of points are awarded for interview. So it doesn't matter how fabulous your thousands of dollars in wardrobe are, if you don't have a good interview, it doesn't matter. So I thought it has to be invested in sharpening my interview skills and presenting myself on stage. What I'm wearing, if they like me in interview, they're going to love me on the stage. And I
right.
do that.
So that's and that's so true. Everyone will tell you that most pageants are actually won in the interview room because that's the first time the judge gets to know you. But, you know, you talk to people every day. You have a very important job as a crisis manager for an independent school district here. You talk to people every day. How would you respond to the statement, well, I talk to people every day. I interview people every day. I don't really need coaching.
How do I respond? I say, so what? Because honestly, every day I talk to people. I interview adolescents. I interview parents. I talk all day long. But that does not prepare you for the interview room when they are asking you questions about yourself, about your interests, about your love, if you're a missus, about your just life in general, and even silly questions, kind of on-the-spot questions. And without practicing and role-playing that with someone across the table from you, it is not as easy as someone might think that it would be.
Right. So you decided to invest heavily in coaching. You were going to do the budget shopping on the wardrobe. And then how did you go about approaching people or deciding who you're going to approach? How did that happen?
Well, I had a plan, and I think it kind of came from my husband, Skeeter, who is a business person. And I've seen a lot of things come home with him that are sponsorship information for golf tournaments and different kinds of nonprofit organizations. And I thought, you know what, if those people can generate sponsorships, why can't I use that same format? So what I did is I made a list of potential sponsors, and I didn't exclude anyone, business owners, people that were in where I lived close by, that I live in that community, associations. I thought about my own family, especially if they had some type of business. Then anybody that I knew, I just made a list. I think I had maybe 55 people on my list. And then, you know, I would say something and kind of discount that. My husband was part of this process too. And he would say, hey, don't exclude them just because you think they might not be interested. Put every single name down. So that's how I started. I made this list.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I actually thought, okay, maybe I'm just not thinking of something. So I went onto the internet and I went to my Chamber of Commerce locally here. And I looked around at different businesses listed on the Chamber of Commerce. And from that, I got a couple of more ideas. For example, one that was on that list that I hadn't thought of was Charming Charlie. And
right, which is a jewelry store here in Texas. They're a chain store, and they're huge and they have tons of jewelry.
Yeah, tons of jewelry. So after I made my list, I divided that list into two groups, people that I thought would be able to give $100 or more, and then people that would spend at least $25, somewhere around there.
Okay, so you divided them into the two groups.
Yep, and then I formed two different letters. I had a sponsorship level that I thought would go to people that would be interested in sponsoring me. And I made that for $100, $250, and $500 sponsorship level. And then I created another letter that went, and I called it a good luck line letter. And that letter went out to friends and family and, you know, somebody that may not want to give $100 or more, but I thought they would want to wish me luck, to help me in this process, whatever. So I sent a good luck line letter out to them. And I think I probably had 100 or more, probably more with the good luck line letters that I sent out. So I, again, set my timeline. I sent my letters out the first week of January, and I had the due date for, and then the letters had, they were formatted with a picture of me and a personal note, and then a different, like a little form that they could fill out and send back to me. I also included an envelope, postage paid envelope, with my letter. And I asked them to send it back to me by the last week of January. So I gave them a deadline, and then I mailed those out the first week of January. And lo and behold, I got lots of things way before my deadline even came out. But I was also able to follow up. So about a week before the deadline, I actually made personal phone calls and talked more one-on-one with people. And those were the times when I really got some great feedback, and then people sent me the money in. And so I had it by the end of January, which the pageant wasn't until March. So I had all of February and all of March.
So on those personal phone calls, because some people are like a little embarrassed to phone somebody up and say, yo, give me $25. So what did you say when you called the people up to follow up?
Well, I would say, you know, hi, Susie, it's Bonnie. How have you been? Well, I'm wondering if you got the letter that I sent you a couple weeks ago about me entering the Texas pageant. Of course, they would say, oh, yeah, I got that. That's so cool. And I said, I'm following up to see if you might be interested in doing good luck line for our for my ad. And really, I incorporated the good luck line into my ad. So their name appeared on my page.
Right.
And so
I just want to mention, for those of you who are listening who are interested in duplicating Bonnie's process here, she has very graciously, and we really appreciate it, Bonnie, very graciously provided us with examples of her good luck lines letter, which is what we're talking about now. She's also provided us with examples of her sponsor letter. Those are for people $100 or more. And also an example of the pageant photos that she put together for her sponsors. So if you want those samples that she was using, that she's talking about, you can just email me at info@valeriehayes.com, and we'll just shoot it right out to you. So you had great response when you called them up.
I did. And you know what it is? It's about stepping out of your comfort zone. But isn't the whole pageant process that? Isn't it about pushing ourselves a little bit beyond what we're used to? And I just had to swallow hard and pick up that phone, because my goal was to have everything paid for, that it didn't touch my pocketbook. And I knew that if I didn't make those phone calls, I would not reach my goal. So that's what motivated me. And speaking of the samples that I have provided to you, I wanted to clarify that the one that I gave was actually the one that I used for the Mrs. International pageant.
Oh, okay.
And the prices were a little bit higher for that one. So you'll see the categories didn't start at 100. I believe I did 250.
I think it's 150, 250, and 500. And you're right.
Okay.
These are for the good luck lines one that we have from you is when you were Mrs. Woodland, so you were getting ready for the state pageant. And then the sponsor letter we have from you is when you were Mrs. Texas Internet. Well, you are Mrs. Texas International, getting ready for the national pageant. So you sent out the good luck lines in January. Your pageant was in March. You followed up by phone towards the end of January, and you had a lot of money in hand. Then you won the pageant. Did you send out to the same people, or how did you handle it differently between your state and international pageant? Because you funded both pageants 100%.
I sure did. I sent out, yes, because a lot of when I won, the sponsors were amazed. They were just so thrilled and said, a lot of them verbally, and I made sure that I called every single one of them the day after I won. I called and shared them with them the news personally, those that weren't there. And I thank them wholeheartedly. And most of them at that moment said, well, whatever you need, if you need anything else, I'm behind you all the way heading to Chicago. And so then I followed up with them specifically. And then I added some new ones, because as a state title holder, it opened a whole new realm for me, because a lot of people maybe outside of my community were like on board. And so I was able to increase my base of sponsorship, potential sponsors, I should say.
Right. Now, I know that some of your sponsors for your international competition provided services in kind. In other words, they didn't necessarily give you cash, but maybe they helped you with your website, or, you know, maybe they gave you a free facial or something.
That's a great point.
How did you approach people about services in kind?
Well, the same way, for example, the person you mentioned, the website, there was a person who did the webpage for my platform, which is CASA. So I thought, what a great connection. He's already on board with CASA. Let me contact him as well. And I did, and he, it's Magnetic Search Marketing, and he actually donated the website design for me, which is like a $2,000 value. I mean,
right.
To find sponsorship for that. That was absolutely amazing. And he created BonnieHubert.com and all of the things that are incorporated with that. And that was just a wonderful in-kind contribution. I received some jewelry, hair, and makeup in-kind. I received from my family airplane tickets, round-trip airplane ticket to go to Chicago. There were such amazing outpouring when I won that state title that I don't even know if I had to work as hard for the.
So it was really people that you had gotten on board for with your local title and got, they had become excited and invested in your competition. They were invested in you emotionally. And then when you won, you followed up with them, each one of them personally, and then they were just re-energized about your next level.
I sure did. And I not only followed up with them on the phone, but I did send them a personal thank you note with pictures of me getting crowned. And so, you know, the best advice I can give anyone that is doing, you know, trying to bring in sponsorship dollars is to make it personal. We speak to the potential sponsors face to face if we can, leave the information with them when we leave, and share personal stories of why I wanted this title. That's what I did. You know, what was I doing this for? And for me, it was all about helping spread the word about court-appointed special advocates, an organization that I've been involved with for many years and passionate about. And so a lot of times if you're a contestant in a pageant, you can connect with your platform and find many resources. People that support that will also support you.
Right, people who are already supporting CASA through some kind of association will then, by extension, support you because they see you as connected to your platform, right?
Exactly, and the work that you can do for them, it's really a way to feel connected. And along those, I attached the picture page for you because I wanted to show that's one way that I made it personal with some that I did not know personally. I was able to attach a page of pictures of me doing work in the community for CASA and other organizations and write some little captions on there so that they could see me, that I wasn't just a person that was, you know, doing nothing and just wanted, was in it for myself.
Right. It doesn't look like you're sitting on your tiara eating bonbons. I mean, you've got pictures. You're obviously at community events. In one, it looks like maybe people are waiting for your autograph. You're talking to children. I mean, obviously, you're being active in your community. Now, I know that one of the things that you talk about is why you were so successful is because you got out of that comfort zone and you asked people or you just let people know about what you were doing. And one of those conversations actually ended up making you a cover girl, didn't it?
It sure did. I teach group fitness at Gold's Gym in the early morning, and I have for a number of years, and know the regular people that come in, but of course they're in their gear for gym, you know.
They're in their fitness attire. You have no idea who they are.
Yeah, you don't really know what they do on the outside until you get to know them a little bit. But I had this one gal that I was getting to know and just asking her about, I knew she was in a corporation. I knew she worked full time and she went to work right after our class was over. But one day, you know, in all of this, I noticed I was walking out of the gym and I saw her driving this truck and it was all logoed out. It said, She Safari. And I thought, well, that's a really cool truck. I wonder what she does. So I asked her about that. And she told me that she owns a company called She Outdoor Apparel. And I Googled it. I looked at it. And I found out this international company that this lady, Pam Zace is her name, is in my class. She is actually the star of her own show on Outdoor Channel. And I thought, you know what? What do I have to lose? So I invited her to lunch, and I said, hey, I want to tell you about what I'm doing. And I asked her for sponsorship. And she was so gracious and so supportive and without hesitation said, yes, we would love to sponsor you. So they did, and they sponsored me as I went to Mrs. International. Well, I, of course, extend what I will do for those sponsors as well. And
right. You tell them, you know, I appreciate your sponsorship. Here's something I can do for you, either an ad page or some other thing. And you suggested a modeling gig.
Well, yes. And she came one day and she was telling me, I was asking her what's going on, and she said they were getting ready for their 2010 catalog photo shoot. And I was like, wow, that's really great. Well, a couple weeks later, she said, Bonnie, one of our models is not able to come, and we are short someone. Can you do this? And I thought, I don't know if I can do this. I've never modeled before professionally, but I sure want to give it a try. So I went down for the fitting to see if her clothing line would fit well on me, and it worked. So I was able to spend some time in Uvalde, Texas, down on the dove hunting ranch, and was able to model the clothing in her catalog. Well, I never would have imagined that modeling, you know, for a few days would actually choose my photo for the cover of their catalog. So I am just amazed at that. Just found out last month, in fact, and I'm just so thrilled. And it's just another evidence of what pageantry can do for your life if you allow those things to transpire, and if you just put yourself out there and say, hey, yeah, I want to try that. I want to do that.
Well, and the great part of that story, too, is I'm sure that when you were, you know, first getting to know her and her business, you were thinking, wow, outdoor clothing has nothing to do with pageantry. And it's probably not a business that people would think about approaching. But obviously, as a woman in business, she understands the importance of personal growth and stepping out of your comfort zone and supporting other women. And so sometimes you just have to ask people or let them know. Don't even think of it as asking. Just think of it as letting them know about this exciting thing that you're doing. And sometimes you'll be surprised by who says yes, right?
Exactly. That you couldn't have said it any better.
Well, Bonnie, I want to appreciate the time you've taken to spend with us today. And again, if you want samples of what Bonnie sent out and used with her sponsors, just email us at info@valeriehayes.com, and I'll have Kelly send that right out to you. Thanks so much, Bonnie. You've been a great Mrs. Texas International and a great guest today, and we really appreciate your sharing all your insights.
Thank you for having me, Valerie.
If you want to follow Bonnie, you can check out her website at www.bonniehubert.com, or just click on the link on the episode page at Pageant Talk Radio. Well, it's time for another quick break, but stay tuned. I'll be right back to answer your pageant coaching questions, including a question about whether or not directors should be posting contestant pictures prior to the pageant. So stay tuned. I'll be right back here on Pageant Talk Radio.
Have you dreamed of being Miss Teen World? If you're from Ohio, Indiana, Pennsylvania, New York, or Michigan, and are between 13 and 9, could be the next Miss Teen United States World or Miss Teen World. You'll develop self-confidence, strengthen speaking skills, and make new friendships that will last a lifetime. No experience needed, and you could be in a national fashion magazine and take home more than $10,000 in cash and prizes. Just give us a call at 513-855-4133 or visit our website at WrightPageantProductions.homestead.com to get your free information package.
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview Teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, 2 secrets for winning the onstage interview, plus much, much more. Just pop the audio CD on your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. To get yours, just click on the Mastering the Pageant Interview graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page and order yours today so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.
Are you confused about what makeup you need to create your best pageant look? Perfect Pageant Glam Kits take all the guesswork out of selecting the right makeup for your next competition. Each glam kit includes custom coordinated eyeshadows, eyeshadow base, glowing cheek color, and a lip color, all perfectly coordinated to create your winning look. Plus, you get a full set of instructions so you can be your own personal makeup artist. To get your glam kit, just visit www.pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. You're going to love the way you look.
Do you have a headshot that isn't quite pageant perfect? Are you dissatisfied with the touch-up job done by your photographer? At pageantretouching.com, they take the time to make your photo as beautiful as you are. Attention to detail, quality results, and customer service are the most important factors of their business. Get the polished look you're looking for without losing that natural, realistic quality. Just visit their website at pageantretouching.com and check out their before and after photos. That's pageantretouching.com.
Miss America 1980, Cheryl Pruitt-Salem, has been designing winning competition swimwear for elite contestants for nearly 30 years. Now, she's put together an exquisite selection of suits in her Platinum Collection. Platinum Collection swimsuits are individually handmade to your specific measurements using only the finest materials available. We custom weave our lining fabric to provide support and protection, and our fashion swimsuit fabric is the best in the business. From the finest shoes and pageantry to accessories and swimwear created by a Miss America winner, visit www.platinumswimwear.com to find everything you need for your winning competition.
You found the best place for quality internet talk. Around the clock and around the world. TalkZone.com.